This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Summer is back, the mozzies are back, and suddenly every bag and glove box in Australia has a half-used bottle of repellent rolling around in it. But here's the strange thing, we all use the stuff, yet most of us aren't entirely sure what's actually in it or whether we should be putting it on our kids or our own skin. And this year, after a very wet spring across so much of the country, mosquito numbers are up, including the ones that can make us really sick, even in the cooler states like here in Victoria. So today we're asking a simple question, but important summer question. Are mozzie repellents safe? And do we genuinely need them here in Australia? Dr. Veronique Paris is from the University of Melbourne and joins us now. Veronique, welcome to Drive.
Thank you for having me.
When you look at a typical Aussie summer, how worried should we actually be about mosquito-borne disease?
I think we should be pretty worried just because, you know, we have a couple of different viruses and other pathogens that can be transmitted by the mosquitoes we have here in Australia. And even though like life-threatening diseases and debilitating sort of ongoing symptoms are fairly rare, we still don't really want to risk any of this if we can easily avoid it.
Now, we often talk about Ross River or Murray, is it Murray Valley encephalitis?
Yes, up north, right.
Problems. How far down do these risks carry?
Oh, we certainly have Ross River cases all the way down to Victoria every year. So it is really not just an up in the tropics issue. It's really something that everybody should think about here in Australia.
Veronica, I've got to ask you a question. I got bitten by a mosquito yesterday. What's going on in our bodies that gives us that little lump that is so itchy? And in my case, probably the size of a 10-cent coin. What's going on?
Yeah, so this is actually our body's own immune response towards that bite, because when a mosquito bites us, they kind of inject a little bit of their saliva to make our blood flow properly and to make it as painless as possible so that we don't really know that we get bitten. And all of this, what comes afterwards, is our body reacting to the sort of foreign proteins that are being injected. And that's also how mosquitoes can transmit pathogens to us, by like that bite where they inject the saliva that sometimes can have virus particles in it.
They always get me on the ankles. I don't know why. There's a big sign.
Oh, of course. The ankles and the knees are places they really like.
Oh, it's like a magnet. Let's talk about the repellents. I mean, they come in all sorts of bottles, sprays, roll-ons. There's different types. For people who aren't sure, why do we need repellents in the first place? Do they actually work?
Yeah, so there are a couple of different ingredients that are proven to work and are proven to be safe. Some of which are DDT and picaridin, as well as oil of lemon eucalyptus, which is something that I would encourage people to look for when they look for repellents. And it's kind of, you know, I like to tell people that it is a bit like being sun smart. You know, when you go out in the sun, you put on your sunscreen. If you go out where mosquitoes are, you're going to put on your repellent. And on top of that, as much as it is with sunscreen, you also want to reapply it frequently. It's not a, you know, spray on in the morning and forget about. It's, again, exactly like sunscreen, you want to reapply that frequently.
We're chatting with Dr. Veronique Paris about mozzie repellents, how safe they are and whether we really need them in Australia. Veronique, you mentioned one, DDT. I mean, it sounds like a nasty chemical name. And then we've got others like oil of lemon eucalyptus. Do they both sort of have the same effectiveness? Is one better than the other, or should we be sticking to one particular type?
So all three of the ones that I mentioned, the date, picaridin, and lemon off oil of lemon eucalyptus, are all proven to be effective and they can all be used. And that is something that we should look out for. There are a couple of different products on the market that use different sort of tea tree oils and eucalyptus oil alternatives. And those can work to a certain extent, but they're not as sort of blanket slate will work on every person. And they also will need to be reapplied more frequently. So if people look for something that they can sort of trust to put on and follow the label and reply every 4 to 6 hours, depending on what the label says, then they can be pretty much, safe for hanging out outside and preventing to be bitten.
What if we're heading to somewhere in the tropics, for example, where there's a lot more, a greater risk and also a lot more mozzies? Does one work better than the other in those environments?
Yeah, so for those sort of, you know, tropical holidays or where you know there is some disease transmission going on, it's best to stick to the tropical strengths and the heavy duty labeled ones, because they will have the same ingredients in it, but that will just be in higher sort of quantity, and they will last longer and they will provide more protection. And that is true for especially DEET and picaridin. They will definitely keep you safer there.
But somewhere like here in Melbourne, we don't need the extra strength one. We can just use the ordinary one that we get at the supermarket.
Exactly. Especially if you hang out in your own backyard and you have your repellent sitting on the table with your drink and your barbecue, then you can reapply every now and then, and you don't need that, you know, very heavy duty repellent, because I can understand it makes you sticky. It doesn't smell pleasant. The ones that are really highly protective. That is not really something that you need here. But if you go to places that where there's active disease transmission, I would highly recommend it.
Another question for you, Veronique, that I would like to know. With sunscreen, we obviously need to apply it everywhere, all over our skin, to ensure that we're protected from the sun's harmful rays. Is it the same with mosquito repellent, or is it a couple of dabs here and there sufficient to keep them away?
No, you're dead on that it needs to go everywhere. Every bit of exposed skin, put your repellent on. And also, if you wear really tight clothes, like exercise clothes, for example, it's good to have a layer on top of your exercise pants, because mosquitoes can bite through really tight clothing. So don't feel like, oh, I'm wearing long pants, that's fine. If they're really tight, you want to add some repellent on top of it, which is also a good alternative if people don't really want to, you know, put it all over your skin, then pick out some long trousers and put it on top of it.
This is so interesting, because I was convinced that the mosquitoes with me would look at a little patch that I'd missed and they would aim for that patch.
Yes.
And they'd get it bullseye, no problem at all.
Yes, for sure. Like, make sure that you know, put your sunscreen on and then wait until that's all absorbed, and then put your mosquito repellent on with the same sort of care, that you don't miss a spot where you don't want to get sunburned. You also don't want to get mosquito bite.
I think there's a couple of brands that combine them as well, which would be good if it's one of these three ingredients.
Yes, for sure. There are a couple of products on the market that are sunscreen with insect repellent. They don't necessarily work as long as a normal or a different mosquito repellent, but you need to reapply them every 2 hours for sunscreen effectiveness anyway. So, yeah, if you want to grab any of those, that's fine too.
Veronica, I've got one more question for you. Let's say we've got the barbecue, my house tonight. On the table outside, I've got some coils burning, maybe some citronella or something like that. Is there any effectiveness in those products?
So they can be effective, and there's definitely sort of no harm in chucking one on, but it really depends on the environment, on the night. If it's really windy, they won't do much, you know, and if you have little kids around, then they might, you know, sort of get burned or inhale them. So you kind of really want to make sort of a case-by-case sort of decision there, but you don't really want to have them instead of mosquito repellents. That's something I would say. There, you know, you can use a couple of methods together, because you also don't want to have, you know, flies and whatnot come over, and they might use that as well. But don't use something instead of mosquito repellent that you actually put on your skin.
Veronica, I reckon we're all prepared now. We're not going to get bitten anymore. Let's beat them.
I would hope so. Stay safe, everybody.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for chatting with us.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
Thank you, Dr. Veronica Paris from the University of Melbourne.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.